Now, how do you improve on an icon? That is the question that British automotive industry watchers will want to answer when BMW officially launches its new version of the Mini today. If you've never seen a Mini, well, think of a sugar cube on wheels. The Mini is to the automobile what the hedgehog is to the animal kingdom, a lovable and diminutive symbol of, well, of Englishness, as my auto analyst friend Julie Filsner explained.
The old Mini is one of the great cars of the 20th century. There's absolutely no question about that. It was introduced in late 1959 and very, very quickly caught on. It offered very economical motoring. It sold for less than £500 when it came out, and the heater was an optional extra to allow the dealer to make some kind of margin on it. It was technically, if not revolutionary, then an improvement on anything else that could have been fit into a small package like that at any point in the past. And, I mean, over the course of 41 years, they sold somewhere around 5.5 million of these little cars, with very little modification from one year to the next.
Then why try to change it at all?
Well, there's one little problem in that it was unable to pass the much more stringent crash testing requirements without modifications that I think were just not possible in that sort of package anymore.
Now, I feel I should disclose to my listeners, Julie, that I was actually your navigator in a road rally through Shakespeare Country in your Mini a few years back. So you know your Minis. What is it about them that gives them such an appeal, especially in this country? Is it the fact that they're just so small?
You mean the idea of good things coming in small packages?
Mm.
The fact is that a Mini does everything that a car needs to do, and it does it in a much smaller amount of space than is really feasible. Once you get into a Mini, though, anyone who's really become an aficionado will tell you there's absolutely nothing that drives like one. It just sticks onto the road. Any Mini driver will tell you that you just don't have to slow down at corners. So things with an engine 4 or 5 times the size of yours are having trouble keeping up if you're on a windy road.
I'm trying to imagine a Mini on an American highway. I think it would be a police outline on the road.
Yes, they only managed to sell about 10,000 in the U.S. in the sort of early to mid-60s before they just weren't able to meet the American regulations any longer. And it's a shame because, really, it could have brought some balance to American roads. It could have been something that kept people out of their Suburbans and their Explorers and their Expeditions. But it just wasn't to be, unfortunately.
There's something about driving in the fetal position that just didn't catch on in the American market.
It would have been more of a net on the windscreen of the average American car in an accident, most mm-hmm. likely. But the new Mini is scheduled for launch in the United States.
You've seen the new Mini. Are you impressed?
They've done a very good job in having it look enough like the old Mini to be a recognizable relation, although it has put on a little bit of weight since the old one. What they were trying to do, and I think in general they've probably succeeded, is designing it as though it had been evolving. It's a leap forward. It's not a gradual evolution. And one of the interesting things is it does look a lot more like the old Mini, and it has a lot more of the same characteristics that you'd expect than, say, the new Beetle did of the old Beetle. At least the engine's in the right place.
Julie Filsner is an analyst at the International Automotive Consultants Ludvigsen Associates here in London.